Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day. We ask that we may be channels of your grace always, and we ask that we may be transformed every day of our lives, that we may grow in holiness, in humility, and service to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Friday of the fifth week of Easter, and of course, that means, I know as much as my math is bad, I still can figure that out, that means Sunday is the sixth. And as I said at the beginning of the week, that means that this is the week that Ascension Thursday is in. And then, of course, is the seventh, obviously, is that Sunday between Ascension Thursday and Pentecost Sunday. I have a priest friend of mine who points out, he says, you know, if you think about it, Jesus ascends on Ascension Thursday, and then the Holy Spirit comes down on Pentecost Sunday. So where is God on the seventh Sunday of Easter? Now, of course, we know that God is always with us, but it's that interesting little understanding that really brings home the fact that we believe in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, coming to us. And one of the most important things that we understand, and I usually preach this on every single Holy Trinity Sunday, which is the Sunday after Pentecost, is that this reflects a powerful reality of who we truly are, that we cannot fully comprehend God. And what that really reflects is that limit to our humanity. Now, obviously, one of the things that we heard a week ago at Mass from St. Paul is that in heaven we will be able to understand, we'll be, you know, like God, so to speak, is what St. Paul says. So we'll understand the Trinity at a deeper level than right now we can only understand at a very basic level. Because as you know, it almost is like, what's that called? A Möbius circle. You know that what a Möbius circle is? It's where you take a piece of paper and you twist it, once and then connect it together, and you can trace your finger without taking your finger off the piece of paper. You can trace it on both sides, you know, one side and the other. And ultimately, what people will tell you is that's a one-sided piece of paper. And you go, well, you can't have a one-sided piece of paper in a three-dimensional world. And you go, well, really? Well, watch this. Bam, there you go. That obviously doesn't include the top and the bottom. But, you know, there you go. It's one-sided piece of paper. Or you could say like an M.C. Escher painting. That whole thing, you go, you want to understand it at a deeper level, but you realize that you can't completely, and that's the reality of the Holy Trinity. We'll talk more about that when the Holy Trinity Sunday comes. So here we are in this Easter time coming to deepen our understanding of something greater than us. And that's powerful. And that's one of the important things of our Christian faith. This powerful reality that we're part of a universe that has elements to it that are greater than us. And we are seeking this God who cannot be fully defined in a series of words that we fully understand. And that's why we seek this living God who is our creator. And again, once we are in that realm of understanding that what we're seeking, once we're in that realm where we're seeking to understand that truth, we realize that we're part of a universe with elements that are far greater than us and our ability to understand them. Do you realize that? So this is part of this whole series of weeks, because not only do we culminate this on Trinity Sunday, which is the week after Pentecost, but we're in this series of weeks where we focus on the three persons in the one God. And again, the powerful reality is we can't fully comprehend that because God is bigger than us. None other than an atheist by the name of Noam Chomsky, and if you know me well, you know that I've always been of interest of many of the things that Noam Chomsky says. I don't necessarily agree with him by any stretch of the imagination. I certainly agree with him on his media critique, absolutely. But I don't necessarily agree with him on everything he says. And maybe even a lot of stuff. I don't necessarily agree. I haven't read all his stuff. But one of the things I can say is he talks about this reality of how a dog can't fully understand a human being. And we can assume that a dog can't fully understand a human being. Well, in the same reality, we can't fully understand God. But if we take God out of the picture, then we can assume that we can understand everything. And that is always the recipe for disaster. Because what is it that Socrates taught? The wise person is the one who knows that he does not know. That's what Socrates taught. The wise person is the one who knows he does not know. If we take God out of the picture, and remember, Socrates believed in one God. If we take God out of the picture and say that we have this all figured out, or at least we have the tools to figure it out, then we are people who are saying we know it all, or we have the potential to know it all. And according to Socrates, that was the recipe for a fool. So really coming to this, to be able to say there's something greater than us and we know that we don't know is the door to wisdom. And what does the Bible say is the source of wisdom? Fear of God is the root to wisdom. I don't have the quote exactly, but that's fear of God is the root to wisdom. What does that mean? It doesn't mean being terrified of God. It means understand that there is this God who is greater than us that we seek. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. We'll be right back. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can you can give us feedback. You can send us a prayer request. You can sign up, please do, for our Substack newsletter. You can also, if you click on my name, Father Robert J. Carr, you can come to a website that has all my other websites there that if you want to check them out, my latest articles and everything else. And you can check that out, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about this powerful time that we're entering into now as we go into the sixth Sunday of Easter, where we're going into almost a Trinitarian time that finally ends. Obviously, it never ends, but it comes to the celebration ends the week after Pentecost, where we celebrate the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together on Trinity Sunday. But this week, we look at Ascension Thursday. And of course, Ascension Thursday is when we look at the fact that Jesus ascends into heaven. The following 10 days later is Pentecost Sunday, where we recognize that the Holy Spirit comes down upon the apostles and Mary. And then, of course, we go to the week after, which is Trinity Sunday, where we celebrate the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so this is kind of a Trinitarian time of Easter, but the most important thing is to recognize how much that we realize this God that we are seeking is greater than us. But as I said earlier in the show, that there will come a time that we are in union with God, which is when we call the beatific vision. Now, one of the things we understand, we'll talk about this on Trinity Sunday in a couple of weeks, but one of the things we understand is that the actual Trinity is that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are in union with each other in a union of love. And so, as we know, St. Paul says God is love. So how do you find God? God is love. That's how you define God. And so the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are united in a mutually growing love that they share with us. And we can say all of creation is created in love. Now, part of that love is total freedom. And therefore, we in our love choose Christ. We choose God. We have the choice to reject God. We have that choice. And if we didn't have that choice, then there wouldn't be the fullness of love there, because God would be kind of saying, well, you know, I'm not going to give you total freedom. And if we don't have, that's the whole reality. I did an interview a little while ago with Father Robert Spitzer, SJ, and Father Spitzer explained that if we cannot choose God freely, or no, if we can choose God, first of all, if we have total freedom, we have the freedom to choose God. But that means in order to have the freedom to choose God, we have to have the freedom to not choose God. Otherwise, we don't have total freedom. So that's where this total freedom comes from, that we have this freedom to choose this God in love. And so we're called to grow in love by freely choosing God. That's where that whole thing I was talking about yesterday, or rather Monday, is all about, that freedom to seek holiness. What is holiness? To become God-like. And if we don't have that freedom to choose to grow in holiness, which we need to be in contact with God in order to do that, which is what we call prayer, then we don't have the freedom to fully experience love as God calls us to love. But that also means that we have the freedom to choose against God. And we saw in the 20th century especially, and we're seeing it now too, but in the 20th century especially, people expressed this total freedom to reject God. And what was the solution of it? When you reject God, you end up in evil. What is evil? Evil is the privation of good. God is good. That's what Jesus says. God is good. So if you walk away from God, where do you go? One of the demonstrations I use is I explain that Jesus also described God as light. If you walk away from light, where do you go? Darkness. And this is that reality. So we have the freedom to choose God in love, but if we choose away from God, where do we go? We go where love is not. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a blessed weekend, and we'll see you then. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.